Yes, I just study.
Thank you. Welcome everyone to June 2nd, 2021 meeting of the ORAN software community. For today, our scribe will be Masafumi-san, and we'll go ahead and do the roll call. I'm Jack Murray from AT&T. Jinri.
I think Jinri sent an email earlier, Jack, to say he wouldn't be able to attend today, and he said James, unfortunately, can't deputize for him either.
Yeah, okay. So we'll move on then. David?
Hi, this is David from DT.
John Paul?
Yes, morning, Jack. Hi, all. It's John Paul from Ericsson.
Thank you. Masafumi-san?
Hi, this is Masafumi from Docomo.
Huha?
Hello, this is Juha from Nokia.
William?
Hello, this is William from Orange.
Ganesh?
Hi, this is Ganesh from Redisys.
Jawa?
Hello, this is Jackie from Remover. I'll be on behalf of Jawa.
Okay. Good, so we have quorum. We'll continue on and we'll do the minutes from last week's meeting. Last week, the scribe was John Paul. That would have been May 26, 2021. We have the recording attached, and we have the minutes recorded. Does anyone have any questions, comments, or concerns with the minutes from May 26th, 2021. Okay, John Paul, can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yep, I make the motion.
Do I have a second?
See how I can second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Masafumi saying aye.
David saying aye.
William says aye.
Ganesh saying aye.
All those Jackie against, say aye.
Thank you. All those against say nay. Okay, so we've approved the minutes from last week, and we'll return to our current agenda for today. Thank you. First item is the today's agenda. Does anyone have any items to raise to add to today's agenda?
Just one item, Jack, and the meeting for tomorrow. OSC meeting for tomorrow, if we could just discuss it a little bit.
Okay. We'll do that. That's for the ORAN.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll do it under the ORAN business. No problem. Anyone else have anything else? Okay, then we'll move to the next topic, which is votes and approvals. Is there any open items to discuss for votes or approvals? Okay. Good. So then we'll move on to copyright update. At this point, we seem to have the two agenda items for the board meeting. It's more or less in the hands of Stefan, who's got it, you know, said he'd have it on the agenda for the board meeting. The two items really that are related to it are one, approval of the new copyright license and procedures that go with that. And second is a modification to the IPR policy to make sure people are clear about the copyright aspects. So they felt there was some clarification. So So those are the two items on the agenda. Many of the people on this call has had representatives on those calls. And that's where, so we're waiting. The board meeting is coming up on June. Write it down here. I'll have to get the exact date. I don't seem to be able to find it right now. But it's this month. All right. But that's the key point. And then based on what comes out of the board meeting, then we'll talk about what our next steps are. All right, that brings us to item number 7, the ORAN related business. So the action item A, I guess, Ritwick, is the face-to-face schedule, and maybe you can cover your topic underneath.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, so a couple of items. I think if the PTLs can be on tomorrow, just to give a readout. So I'm basically capturing the slides from the release section of the wiki. And then I'll just go over, you know, what was expected in the release and, you know, give the opportunity for the PTLs to just chime in for their section, just to say what they've done. I think we only have 1 hour, so we'll just step through each project at a time. So if the PTLs can be there, you know, if there are any questions or anything, they can also answer those questions. And then for e-release, we have one item definitely. I don't know if David Kinsey is on. Maybe he can articulate the disaggregated BESS agent. And then the other item is use cases. We didn't want to put too many new use cases because we can't complete the work on D release. So for E release, we said, okay, let's do the disaggregated VES, continuation of the DU RU interactions that will still continue because I think there's still some issues with the L1 binaries and things like that I think Zimmern is trying to take care of. And the closed loop use case, I think we haven't completed it. We have done parts of it. We have agreed to what the alarm fault ID should be and things like that. We haven't finished it. So that'll flow over. And then I think the other thing is we need to kind of consider if network slicing is on the table or not. Obviously, working group 3 is probably just going to start network slicing. But we can do slice creation and slice monitoring, not necessarily, you know, actionable controls on the slice. So you can't optimize the slice, but at least you could create the slice and perhaps get some basic monitoring happening of the slice, whether the health of the slice or is the end-to-end slice created correctly or not at the small layer. So those are essentially the items. I'm still creating some of these slides, but I think if we could just discuss some of that tomorrow. And then after the first hour, I think the next hour is the small, a little bit more deep dive on the small. Mahesh, I think, has created a few slides on what the small package should be. And just after, I think today also, there is a call at 10 a.m. On what the request is from OSC. So we are trying to kind of socialize the concept of just having a minimum set of FM and PM for the MVP small for the November train first. You know, focus on that because those are the basics and we need those things. Without that, it's kind of, I think, pointless to talk about all these, you know, futuristic use cases when you don't have the basics even done. So with regards to that, for FM, we're thinking of 3 modules: subscription, the FM dictionary, alarm dictionary, and the FM notification, basically the protocol in which the alarm will be transported over. And so there is some work to be done over there. And similarly for PM also, we've categorized into 3 modules: subscription, the PM template or the PM dictionary, and PM streaming. If those performance metrics could be streamed to the SMO, that's where we basically draw the line. That's the minimum set of FM and PM that we need from all the components in ORAN. That itself is, I think, difficult to get consensus across the board, but I think we will make the request from OSC, because without that, we can't stitch an end-to-end solution together. We're kind of hacking our way through for the closed loop use case by generating our own faults and, to demonstrate the O1 use case. But I think it needs to come from the ORAN Alliance. So that's really the kind of our ask. And, we'll see what the feedback is, and I think e-release planning starts this month, if I'm not wrong, but we've kind of done a little bit of homework and just see what kind of feedback we get. I think the biggest concern right now is just finishing our release. We can't really complete the release because of, participation and getting the work done. So we didn't want to push too much on e-release and then we just get backlogged all over. So I don't know, maybe if the talk has some guidance on that, we can consider, because e-release planning starts this month, right, Jack? June or July, I believe.
Yes, around the end of the month as we wrap up the D release. But
right, so I'm kind of incentive. I'll say it out loud tomorrow. I'll push the EC to prioritize these FM and PM data models and information models at the highest priority level ahead of the other MVPs, because without that, I don't think the SMO can stand, and without the basics, I don't think any of these other use cases can be demonstrated by November. So, what's the point of having these specifications when you can't put an end-to-end system together? And, I think people will have their views. Maybe it's too harsh, but you can modulate me. You think that's a good enough message, or do you want us to highlight some other aspects also?
Well, the question is most of what you're talking about work that would be done in the SMO compared to the other modules, or where would...
Yeah, with the other modules, we're focusing on FM and PM first. There is some work that already exists with CM, but we think
It's not only in the SMO, Jack, because the element has to support it. We've been doing this with like ODU High, and we created a very simple one. They have to support the model inside of their code because they have the server. And then the client should actually be able to work, but then we need to have routines in the SMO to exercise those attributes of the model. So it's not that it's SMO only work. It's SMO and element work together at this point.
Well, we just need a better way of kind of tracking the need for activity across the modules. Obviously, we're challenged on the OCU because we really don't have we only have a test fixture for the OCU.
Yeah.
But even the other components, I think you need clarification so that they know what to focus on and get them involved early. But I think the challenge is from a larger overview, how do we keep interest in the topics as well. So you were talking about some slicing work.
Mm-hmm.
Is that creating a module that would sit in the SMO to manage slicing, or is it sit somewhere else?
Yeah, there are three components. The CSMF, which happens up at the customer layer. And then you have the NSMF, which is the network sub slice management layer. And then you have the subnet slice manager, which sits further down. So these three components need to be created. A service slice, it constitutes both the RAN, the core, and the transport. And then the slice manager will take each of those components and say, okay, for the RAN slice, I need these subnet slices. And so it'll delegate down to, I guess, the near real-time RIC controller. And then, you know, it'll go off and do that job. All of this is kind of delegated down from the SMO. So we have to identify, I mean, there are a lot of documents and design details already kind of specified. There are some impacts with the E2 interface reporting measurements for these slices. So I don't think we can get there that quickly. We just want to construct a basic slice, you know, or basic number of maybe two slices, you know, the construction, the service creation, the construction, and putting these slices together itself is a job by itself. And so construction and monitoring. Yeah.
Ritwik, I think to answer John's question, and there's work to be done for the IMDM for network slicing, and most of that implementation has to happen on each of the network elements.
Mm-hmm. FM
and
PM.
And then there is work, as far as SMO is concerned, to be able to push down the config for network slicing. But there is work involved both in the network element and the SMO.
No, ONAP has done a little bit of this, I think, in the Guilin release. So we probably can leverage some of that, and we have to add the ORAN extensions to it. So it's just a thought. I don't think. So I was talking to Mati, and we were discussing what are the new XApps or use cases that we can think of. You know, we've worked on traffic steering, anomaly detection, you know, admission control. All these things are appearing. The next thing I think is MVP SMO and MVP network slicing. The MU MIMO use case is still a bit down the line. I don't think you can do massive MIMO use cases right away in OSC. So if there is room for work in the RICAP project and in the NearRT RIC project and SMO, we can take a stab at designing some of the minimum network slicing functions that we need. Keeping in mind that a lot of the design discussions are still happening in ORAN Alliance, because the MVP for the network slicing hasn't started yet, right? I think they are describing, getting their feature requests all together, and the decision will be sent up to the EC whether we can go ahead and work and cut the work items out. That's what's happening, I think, in this virtual face-to-face over the next 2 weeks.
Okay, so, you know, I guess really the issue is you're lining up some stuff for the SMO. Are there resources to work on that?
This is our request to the ORAN Alliance. Basically, we think there is a gap. We are, you know, conveying that gap to the ORAN Alliance, saying, please make O1 and O2 a priority, specifically FM and PM, you know, with respects to the subscription dictionary and notification. And so that they wanted to understand what is the gap, why are these models not there? Even if they are there, why are they not working? And we want to kind of, so that's where we are.
Right, but for the work that's got to be done, you know, across OSC, I guess, discussions about, you know, with the PTLs of these different modules about what kind of resources, you know, you'll need, and are they available to take them on in the e-release?
I know Mahesh knows and Martin knows, obviously. We haven't talked about the network slicing part yet. I just had an initial discussion with Mati last week.
We haven't had a full conversation with all the elements. I mean, we haven't talked with Thoroth yet at exactly what we would be able to do in terms of getting the an O1 actual up and working for the near real-time RIC. We have the ODU. That'd be continuing what we're doing here in the D release. The OCU, there's nobody to develop for. And the ORU is front haul in plane, and that's to the simulator as well. So it's really just those two elements that we need to shore up. The question then is if we have those and we agree to what they are there real closed loops that we can develop or things that we can do in the non-RT RIC that would tie into that? So it all really depends on what we can do. And we don't know. We don't know what our resources are going to be for the near real-time RIC. We don't know what our resources will be for the non-RT RIC. And we don't, I think, have a clear definition of scope, because we're talking about the slice management functions, and those are three separate modules out of 3GPP that in addition to the basics on the platform would have to have some semblance of development, and those are defined. The interfaces are defined by standard, so there's no build it part way type of a thing. So so it's going to be an interesting staffing exercise in terms of getting contributors that can line these things up, because we haven't had a lot of success getting that along. And part of that is because the things that they need to do, okay, aren't fully defined even by ORAN. So that's why I think there hasn't been a lot of pressure to get resources to do it, because there hasn't been a lot of definition coming out of ORAN.
But it's a request, really, Jack, to you guys. You think network slicing should be on the table, or should we just do the design work first? Sorry, John, I cut you off.
Yeah, sorry, I just want to jump in there for a second. On the non-RT RIC side, we're fully resourced, and we'll be for the e-release, our main task will be to roll out our platform for our apps and supporting R1 in the e-release. We hadn't planned to work on slicing. I don't know that we really want to go develop a whole new NSMF for OSC when there's many of them already available. So I don't know. We'll have to talk about this in RSEC. This is news to me. Thanks.
Right.
Yeah, no, we just had an initial discussion, from XAP point of view, but it's a larger question, I think, to talk whether we should put that on the table or not. The MVP small is definitely one of the items, but the MVP network slicing will also be there. So really, I think it goes back to an earlier question we had all asked. The MVPs can continue. What is the relation to OSC? Do we need to honor it to validate those specs that are coming out as part of the MVP release packages? And does the OSC certify and badge them before they release it in November? So is it gated on OSC, or are we free to do anything we like? If the answer is latter, then we can determine, right? But if it needs to be badged, like for example, these FM and PM alarm dictionaries that are being advertised, in the specification, who's checking them? My suggestion was let the OSC check it first, then release it as a package. Then it becomes like, it's tested at least once. The vendors, otherwise what will happen is they will produce these specs and there may be errors, there may be problems, and then vendors will start implementing it, and then, it basically delays everything, right? So that's the other thing, Jack. Maybe we need guidance from you guys to see whether we want to get involved at that stage, so that the requirement from the ORAN Alliance to the OSC will be, okay, here is a set of FM and PM attributes. OSC, please go and validate these attributes or interfaces or those models, young models. Once done, tell us yes or no. And for whichever modules pass the test, we will release it in the November. Then OSC becomes in the critical path. Otherwise, I feel like we are we are not very well aligned. We will do it, but we will take our time and do it. Right? It does not become a reference implementation for the release package because it's not gated on it. If you want OSC to be a gating factor, then I think there's pros and cons. I mean, obviously, you know, the importance of OSC is higher. At the same point, ORAN Alliance cannot release a package without coming through this gate first. These are some of the thoughts. Yeah.
Does anyone else have thoughts or opinions they want to share at this time?
Just John Paul here. I think it's a good initiative, Ritwik, and I'm not trying to speak against it. I think the challenge that's going to be faced working towards the alliance, at least, is to get alignment on them delivering all of the required O1 support from all the different work groups in the time that we need it from an OSC perspective. To coordinate that across all the working groups, I think, will be a challenge. Yeah. Is there a thought that we maybe can pick a subset even of the, instead of going from sort of an advanced network slicing use case, is there something we can even break it into smaller chunks and just build it piece by piece rather than going for a big bang in the start?
That's actually what we've been asking for is to take the simple stuff, identity and interfaces, connectivity things first, and validate that those things are working, that we can do these basics of setting up the network, you know, orchestrating the network setup, and not really focus necessarily on all these new features that are coming, that they keep analyzing and saying, oh, well, this is what we do for the feature. Once they have that, then they can always hang those things off of it. And it might be more a pipeline function saying, okay, well, this feature is ready for us to start doing some validation on it because they've now gotten it ready. And so we're not trying to develop in parallel because we have to have it a little with enough time to develop against it. So you can't really be developing for something that's in definition, or design on the ORAN side. It has to be a little more mature for us to have something we can take.
I agree with what you say, Dave. I just think if you look at the way the MVP committee is set up, they can make recommendations as to what the solution packages should be, but it's up to the work groups, as I understand, to set their own priorities. So the MVPC can say that there's a certain use case or a certain feature should be considered for a release, but then it comes down to the working groups and what they sort of set their priority to and what resources they have available to them as well to do that work. It's not to say we shouldn't try. I just think that there are challenges there that the alliance needs to look at to be able to deliver what we need.
What we've done for like the D release is that we did not take their information model. We instead created our own simpler one that just did what we could do. And as long as we're working from the mechanics, we can do that. But we definitely couldn't develop anything that would certify or demonstrate an actual feature that they're doing. We just don't, without, like, for instance, the OCU, that an OCU that talked E2, then we're probably going to be really hard pressed to do a lot of features anyway. That's going to be a gating function for us, a limitation for us, even if it's not an open source. Without one that talks E2, we will reach a limit to what we can actually demonstrate out of what the ORAN Alliance is defining as features.
But does that mean that this is a bigger issue than approaching the MVPC? Do we need to go above that the MVP committee?
Well, I'm not sure. I think it's admitting to our limitations, right? We can't do a lot of functions. Like if we wanted to do slice management, that we could create one possibly because of the transport, but we can't really, when we start implementing the near real-time RIC functions around that, XApps or whatever, to manage the slice, we have to simulate the OCU. So because the OCU doesn't have an E2 interface, the one we have doesn't have an E2 interface.
Yeah, so we're, how do we progress, the MVPs are broad, you know, much broader programs than the constraints of each of the working groups with resources. So I think what John Paul was describing also applies to us within the capabilities of the resources that we have. But at the same time, it's got to advance the capabilities, you know, in the community in some direction. So I think, you know, that's part of the challenge is how do we advance things? The OCU is going to become a more and more of a major obstacle for us as we move forward. But, you know, that's one of our challenges as an open source community. If we don't have one and no one's willing to build one, what do we do? So I don't think we have to follow the whole MVP, but I think we need to have clearly identifiable progress, you know, on areas of the MVP that are identified. So, you know, I know it's a challenge, but let's continue the dialogue and see what we can pull together. But I just want to make sure that the requirements DARSAC is, you know, talking to the PTLs and aligning with their input. Now, some of that starts to happen as we start doing our planning, but, you know, we need to make significant progress, you know, in the e-release. Now, John, you talked about, you know, that you're staffed and with a set of deliverables. RITWIC, is the RSAC fully aligned with the deliverables that the non-real-time RIC are putting on their list of items to do for the e-release?
I mean, I think these are also articulated in D release, but yeah,
Well, in E, I would think we would also be talking with the near real time RIC for enrichment, and seeing if we wouldn't want to start demonstrating an actual enrichment flow. The non RT RIC was prototyping it, and I believe they have piece parts of that that they've developed. And so, but we haven't had that specific discussion yet on saying, can we move forward on, because now the A1 EI is more defined by working group two. So.
But then we need a use case to demonstrate that, right?
So
that
we would need a use case to demonstrate it. And that would be a separate from the other activities that we've been talking about.
Yeah, so
David, there is already Dorf here. There's already A1 EI implementation now, very basic one in the D release.
Yeah.
You're saying on the near real-time RIC. Okay. Well, then they should be able to start looking at an end-to-end use case between the non-RT and the near RT RIC for some form of an enrichment use case that we could demonstrate.
So can I just suggest that maybe we should be having this discussion in the RSAC committee? Yep. We haven't even had even most preliminary introductory discussions on this yet. So,
well, we'd have to drive it down, right? I mean, right here we're taking shots at what might we be able to do, and we'd have to flesh those details out in the RSAC.
Yeah, so but just for tomorrow's purpose, right? Let's just focus on what has been accomplished in the release. And then we'll just give them a teaser on what's on e-release, because really e-release planning hasn't even started. And we have ideas, we have some slides, that's basically it. But the design work has to begin. I think that should be okay for tomorrow.
Okay. Yep. I just want to make sure that by the time we get to E, that the RSACs will align with the PTLs and that we, you know, have a agreement on whatever story it is for the e-release, right?
Yeah.
Now, all right, did you post, so where's the time for the meeting posted and information to join? Just so I can review it for everybody.
Right, I think Jindrik sent out.
Jindrik sent the email, it's tomorrow, was it
9 a.m. Eastern.
9 a.m. Central, right? I mean, 9 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
But where, all right, so.
The bridge will be the WebEx 2.
Yeah, let me post it, Jack. You might.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you just post it in the chat or something so people can find it?
Yes. Here it is. I think it's this one. I don't know. First, yeah, this is.
The anything else there, Ritwick, for tomorrow?
No, that's good for tomorrow. So Mahesh, did you have something on your time slot, the small slot? Do you want to say something?
No, I think the link that you shared has the information on the presentation tomorrow, which follows right after your discussion on DE and e-release planning.
Yeah.
And is there the major message that's you're delivering?
So it's following up on Ritwik's message, which is that before we get to any feature implementation or feature demonstration, we got to get the basic plumbing working. And I know we don't have the OCU, but I think at least the way we want to get the basic plumbing working is with what is existing, which is the near real-time RIC, the ODU and the ORU, and the SMO being able to communicate both over the OWN and the REST interface for the list of FMPMs that Ritwik has talked about.
And then for the ORU, that's using M-Plane from the
ODU. Yeah.
And do we have an implementation in place that we can test that?
So I believe ODU team is putting together that implementation. Some of it we might test, some basic part of it we might test in D-release itself.
ODU Low does not have a NetConf client yet, so it doesn't have anything really to try to manage the ORU and we don't have there's problems with the working group 5's model that says well here's the ODU in 3GPP. And we're recasting the front haul in plane for the ORU, which is not 3GPP, through that same model. And so we're not certain that actually, Martin has more information on what we've seen or done on that. The other aspect is running in hybrid mode, which is what we're trying to do with D. And to do that, we need the front haul gateway, which is not yet in the lab.
All right. Any progress, Ritwik, on getting a front haul gateway in the lab?
Yeah. I think Nokia has contributed to that front haul gateway. I think Keysight has shipped the TM500 to the OSC lab. So those things are, I think, in the lab. It's waiting for Rich to install these. I think Rich is talking to Lenny from Keysight to, Viavi, to install those two equipment.
That's the simulators, right? We also need the
Nokia IXR. Yeah. That I think Ramzi said that they have located it and they've shipped it.
Yeah, I think the last email I saw Ritwick was that they were waiting for some answers.
Okay.
Seemed like they need to come from Rich, I think.
All right. So, okay. Can you just maybe just send him an email? I don't know.
I think you were on the thread. Okay.
You want to just check with him? This is from Ramzi, right? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, from Ramsey saying they have it and they're ready to ship, but they need to know who to address it to, which I think is to Rich.
Yes.
And then the second question is like, do we need help with install or setup or things like that? There's a couple mm-hmm. questions at the end of that email that need to be answered so that they know what level of support they need to be able to provide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So at least I think we are at a point where, you know, equipment is there. I think the TM500 equipment is already there. They shipped it. It's a big box. And Lenny has been talking. This one, the IXR switch, I think is, they've agreed to it. So it'll flow over to the e-release, but I think it's good because then you can do the full radio testing. And to do the full radio testing, I think the DU and the RU Mansi is on the call. She can, Spurti, they can tell you the progress as to where the bottleneck is right now. There's some hiccup there on, I think, on the, you know, FAPI L1, L2 interaction.
That's right, Ritwik. So we've observed that the messages sent by Odeo High have been received at Odeo Low, but there is some issue with the processing. So last week, we had a discussion with the Intel folks. So they have proposed to give an alternate binary from L1 side so that we could debug this further. We would be having another debug session today. So we're currently still blocked there.
Okay, but there's at least active work going on with support. All right, so these are all good points about making progress. Things are just, you know, move at a certain pace. Sometimes we wish it would be faster, but it's what reality takes. All right. Does anyone else have anything to talk about on this topic? All right. So we have the two presentations tomorrow, and we'll go from there. I think the guidance is that we need to, you know, chunk up the MVP items and figure out how to make progress with them. But it is within the domain of this team to figure out how to do that with the resources we have. So, you know, it's a challenge that, the MVPs will be much broader than what we can accomplish based on some of the software, maturity that we have. But we need to find a way to, you know, get the basics done, but also look at, you know, where we can highlight accomplishments that are, of interest to the larger community. There is an aspect of keeping people interested and involved from a, you know, broader community standpoint that we're making progress. We just can't disappear into a rabbit hole and get, you know, work only on deep, you know, internal technical items. We need to find that balance between moving forward on some of the higher level agenda while still, you know, building the pieces that we need to support things going forward. So I'll leave it to the RSAC and the PTLs to continue that discussion. All right, let's move on to, let's see, Jinri's not here to share white paper and clarity process, but follow up, D is into version 3 of ORAN white paper. Ritwick, Dave, has there been any discussion about version 3 of the white paper?
Yeah, I provided the text to Jinri. I think in his email this morning, he attached it, if you want to show it. Or...
All right, so that activity is going on. Just make sure that the wider community gets visibility into it.
Yeah, I believe he's gotten some feedback from the community itself. So,
yeah.
Okay. Good. That's all. I want to just make sure that.
I didn't completely follow all the comments in the thread, but there was a threaded dialogue of oh, can we change this? Can we do that? So I believe he's getting feedback.
Yeah.
All right. As long as everybody is aware of what's going on and who's interested in participating. All right.
Just to be on the safe side, Jack, I think maybe you or Jinri can send it to all the PTLs so that they can cross-check, you know, whatever is being said for Cherry and D release. You know, there are some maybe minor things like timer mode, radio mode that they can maybe check it.
All right. Well, Jinri's not here, but he really owns that action item. So send him a note.
All right. Let me do that. Yep.
All right. Let's move on to E to review SMO feature packages currently under discussion by the MVPC. I think we were talking about them already. I don't know if there's much more to cover at this point for today, but I think it is important that we're all aligned on the SMO, but also where are the resources coming from to support the capabilities in the SMO, and are they aligned across the whole community? So I think there's challenges there, and the MVPC probably will be much more ambitious than we can take on in the short term. F, all Jack, the
Jack, go ahead. Jack, sorry, could I just interrupt? I was talking to John earlier, and we think there might be an issue around the support for the integration project, the work that Felix is doing, which might be slowing down or blocking the D release. Could we maybe prioritize that action point, seeing as we're nearly at the hour here? It's 8 minutes left. Would that be okay?
Okay, sure. Let's go down to is Felix on today?
I don't see.
I don't see him today. Action item?
The action item there is D number 2. So adding the PTLs as committers to the INT project. And I think Trishan was going to help support with that.
Yeah, I've added, I made the request. I think I have 5 PTLs that have received their LFIDs, and they've been added or should be added. The ticket's been opened for that.
Okay, and I guess some PTLs are outstanding, and I think from talking with John, we think that might be slowing down or blocking the integration activity for D. Is that fair, John? Am I overselling this? Or?
No, I agree with you. I think even from a small perspective, getting the OSC lab integration effort going is important. Right now, we don't have, for example, whatever's been committed for SMO up and running in OSC lab as yet.
Yep. Trishan, have you any updates, any other updates on that ticket, or maybe if you could share a link to the ticket, because I know that the response rate from the Linux Foundation support tickets have been very slow, if non-existent sometimes.
I waited until this week. I just opened it, so that was probably. but I'll chase it down then with the team.
Okay, please. Yeah. Because I know I have another ticket open.
You have five names only for so far.
Okay. Well, let's see. Maybe we can push on with those initially, because you know we're supposed to be releasing next week, and we haven't any.
Yeah.
Integration
yep.
yet.
Oh, and I think Mahesh, I think SMO is one of the missing ones. Don't have anyone from that SMO project.
Okay.
Yep.
So he needs an ID, you know, a Linux Foundation ID, and about who would be, you know, given that role.
Okay, Trishan, I'll provide that.
Oh, thanks. Oh. It can reply to that email. Yeah, to me.
I'm assuming that John's, you know, on that list of five.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Trishan, can I ask, is there a general issue with the support in Linux Foundation at the moment? Because I know that I have another ticket that's been open for several weeks now to fix some information that's wrong on the analytics dashboard and a few other things as well.
The analytics one, I think we pushed back as a priority one, that it wasn't prioritized. So that was open a while back. I recall, I remember that when I saw the follow-up on that. But generally, no. Generally, they are responding on the tickets. Okay. If there is something that's particular that's not being responded to, ping me directly and I'll try to chase it down.
Yeah, sure. No, it's just I'd be concerned if those on the dashboard one, I'd be concerned if those metrics were being used, particularly, for instance, over the ORAN face-to-face meetings and DTF meetings over this week and next week, because mm-hmm. they're wrong. So that's all. But that's a different topic. Thank you.
Yeah. Hit me. So shoot me an email and let's follow up offline and figure that out. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Trishan.
It is important because... you know, it is a public facing piece. And as we talk to outside people who look at articles and look at other things, they're looking to that dashboard for, you know, information. So we really do need to get it cleaned up if there are clearly, you know, wrong information there.
Yeah.
So I am concerned about it lingering too long, because it's you know, you're publishing incorrect information about the community. So I'm just afraid that it gets propagated. So that should be addressed as well.
So we check that. I think that was more for clarification. So John, if you don't mind, just shoot me an email on that and then let's follow up offline.
Will do. Thank you, Trishan.
All right. Does anyone else have any major action items to address? Clearly, the focus right now has to be on, you know, on getting the release completed. You know, the CI badging we talked about last week, where, you know, a lot of them were good. We're down to the ODU projects, 81 and 91%. We really need that closed on those two projects. The others have managed to get passing. Mahesh, I don't know. I know it's at 16%, but it hasn't moved in a while. I don't know if somebody can just, you know, take a look at progressing it a little bit further along.
Sure. I mean, I can definitely try to add a few items that we have addressed to show some progress on it.
Yeah. That's all. I understand we're not going to get to passing, but if we could just, you know, look at what we can easily bring up, get it up into, you know, show a little more significant progress. But
sure.
On the ODU high and low, what do we have to do to close that, Ganesh, for at least the high?
Are we working on it, Jack? We'll update the numbers here as well, since this is a pre-process.
But is there any major blocker right now? Or
just not anything blocking as such? Yes, we'll update this soon.
You think you'll be able to release for de-release?
Hopefully, we'll try to improve the score.
Okay, and that is not with the RU emulators and things like that, right? This is just pairwise testing. Yeah. So what will not go through is really with the UE attached, right?
As a functionality, sure. Yes, because we've not even gone past broadcast.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, remember, this is just the badging here, Ritwick. So it's a lot of its process. So I don't know, is there anyone from ODU low on the call today? Let's see.
I think Zemin has passed the baton on to Alex Han. Zemin has some different role right now, so, but I think she's still engaged. She's helping Spooky and Mansi. Yeah.
Well, we really need to get that wrapped up. Everybody else is there. All right. Let's go back to. But thank everyone for who has worked on their pieces and get it to passing. Thank you very much. That's a big step. All right. Is there anything else that anyone would like to bring up at this time? We only, you know, we're at the end of the hour, but any other business, any other things that we need to put pressure on to get ready for the release? Okay, then we'll go ahead and close the meeting for today, June 2nd, and we'll look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow on the ORAN meetings and then next week for our regular weekly meeting. Thanks to everybody.
Mm-hmm.